From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. 8 Americans have been killed in an attack on a U.S. military base in southeastern Afghanistan. The State Department confirmed the deaths, but is withholding details until next of kin are notified. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
The attack happened at a military base in the province of Khost near the Pakistan border. Initial reports suggest a suicide bomber was able to infiltrate the area. The two-line notice by the State Department did not say if those killed were military or civilian personnel. But this particular military base houses a large provincial reconstruction team made up of many civilians, including those working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the State Department, and USAID, the aid agency. The PRTs are considered critical to the long-term plans for rebuilding Afghanistan, and there has been a push to get hundreds of civilians into the country, along with the deployment of thousands of additional U.S. soldiers. One State Department official said this incident will be terrible for morale. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The Netherlands will immediately start using full-body scanners for all flights en route to the U.S., saying that action could have prevented the attempted bombing over Detroit on Christmas Day. The U.S. had resisted using such scanners in the past because of travelers' privacy concerns. Body scanners can provide amazing clarity of a naked body on a computer screen. But now the Dutch Interior Minister says the Obama administration has agreed all possible measures will be used on flights coming to the U.S. The government is advising Americans not to travel to part of southern India unless it's essential. The area has been disrupted by violent protests and strikes over the last several weeks. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
The state of Andhra Pradesh in South India is in turmoil. Its capital is Hyderabad, home to corporate giants including Microsoft, Dell and Google, and a showpiece for India's economic rise. That city was again paralyzed Wednesday because of a general strike. At issue is whether a separate state called Telangana should be carved out of northwest Andhra Pradesh. Earlier this month, India's federal government seemed to agree to the idea. That led other separatist movements seeking statehood around India to step up their demands, and now there are suspicions the government's changed its mind. Pro- and anti-statehood groups in Andhra Pradesh have mobilized in the last few weeks. Strikes have shut down schools and businesses. Protesters have torched trains and buses, hundreds have been arrested, and the government sent in many thousands of extra security forces. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Hundreds of thousands of government supporters took to the streets today across Iran, swearing allegiance to the clerical establishment and accusing opposition leaders of fomenting unrest in that country. Iran's police chief warned supporters of an opposition leader to expect harsh treatment if they take any more anti-government rallies to the streets. 8 protesters were killed in demonstrations 3 days ago. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed up 3 points to 10,548. This is NPR News. The government is giving GMAC Financial Services another big cash infusion to help stabilize the struggling auto finance company. The Treasury Department says the $3.8 billion in additional aid is less than the estimated $6 billion the government thought GMAC would need to keep the company afloat. The money, which comes from a taxpayer-financed bailout fund, is on top of the $12.5 billion GMAC has already taken from the government. The new aid means the federal government will own more than half of the Detroit-based auto financing company. Texas Tech has fired its head football coach, Mike Leach, 3 days before the team is to play in a bowl game. NPR's Mike Pesca has the story.
Mike Leach is regarded as one of the finest offensive minds in college football, but his judgment was called into question when reports surfaced that he had mistreated a player suffering from concussion symptoms. Leach reportedly confined wide receiver Adam James in an equipment garage and ordered stools and chairs removed so he could not sit. James is the son of ESPN analyst and former NFL star running back Craig James. Leach had been suspended by the school on Monday. His firing came Wednesday, minutes before a scheduled hearing in which Leach hoped to be reinstated as head football coach in time for the Alamo Bowl. Texas Tech plays Michigan State on Saturday. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The head of Russia's space agency is weighing the option of a space mission to knock out an approaching 880-foot asteroid. When it was discovered 5 years ago, astronomers gave it a 1 in 37 chance of hitting the Earth in 2020. Scientists since then have been lowering their estimates. The Russian space chief says he's heard the asteroid could make impact in about 22 years. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听。请推荐给身边的好友。